It's pretty awesome being a singer because your instrument is always with you. You can sing in the shower. You know, you can sing walking down the street. Funny enough, that's what I used to do. I literally would walk up to people, kind of sort of like around what rush hour when people get off of work. So I would stop them, ask them for a little bit of their time. And if they would stop and they were willing, I would sing something for them. And I knew that they didn't really owe me anything. I wasn't asking for money. I wasn't asking, you know, for anything. I just simply wanted their honest opinion. When you do things like that, you know, it kind of primes you to accept criticism from people because you're expecting it. And it's not always pleasant, but whatever criticism you get back from people, you know, it always helps you to sharpen whatever you do. That's the beauty of being a vocalist, because whatever reviews you may get or whatever, however you may feel that day or for the moment, you can always work on your instrument, no matter where you are, whether it's at a subway or on a street corner or at church, at school, wherever, it don't matter. What I also gained from that is, you know, the boldness that you need whenever you're on stage. There's really no room to be shy, you know, on stage. If you have an ability and you have a platform to present it, you should take advantage of it. It's not every day that you get an opportunity like that, you know. And if you can find a way to generate it to a point where it's on a consistent basis, that's even better. You know, I think about that all the time. The fact that I get to, you know, get on stage and sing, doing something that I love to do for a living. And I think that, you know, pretty much my early teenage years is when I started realizing that this is something that I should really focus on making something out of. When I got older and started really learning the meaning of a dollar, you know, and what I had to do to provide for myself, and I learned that this was something that I could actually make a living off of. That's when my focus kind of changed for it, because you realize that it's something that you're good at, it's something that you're recognized for, and you always want to gain as much gratification you can from something that you own, something that's yours, something that nobody can tell you, you know, how to do or what to do with it. It's your gift. You know, you own it.